What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing as usual.
Happy Thursday. We always, like always, have two positive news stories to brighten your day. But you can listen to them whenever, because positive news never expires. Tim, what do you got?
Woo, I'm going all the way to Taiwan. So there was a typhoon that happened. And with all of this flooding, a lot of damage happened to a lot of communities that were out there. So according to apnews.org, a lot of volunteers that live there, that were visiting there, and that are from different cities in the surrounding area have showed up to show out. They have dubbed the men Supermen, because they're out there using shovels and all kind of tools to get all the flooding out and get people out of there. They are calling the women superwomen because they're out there cooking food for all the men that are out there working. They're working together. You're talking about tourists from America, tourists from Europe. You're talking about people that live down the street from them. It's well over 3,000 volunteers showed up and showed out, man. I thought this was something amazing because when disaster hits, one thing that I've realized over the years, whether we're talking about tornadoes or floods or hurricanes, we're really talking about people coming together and helping those in need. And what happened in Taiwan was terrible. But these shovel supermen that came through and these cooking supermen that came through have really helped out a community and it'll always be remembered. So shout out to them. This article I read was, again, from apnews.org, but this news story was everywhere. I actually saw people that drove 6 hours just to show up and volunteer for this, and I thought this was pretty awesome, man.
The silver lining and everything.
Tu sabes.
So before we get to my positive news story, have you ever had a life-changing vacation?
Yes.
What was life-changing about it?
I went to the Bahamas. I was probably like 21, 22. I'm thinking it's like paradise. Like, I'm about to go have some fun. We go to the grocery store because we were staying at an Airbnb, and it's probably like 15 kids outside working, trying to carry your grocery bags to the car, all for a $5 tip or even a dollar tip. I gave the kid $5. Kid held it up and started cheering. The other kids are basically like picking him up and stuff. And I'm like, what is going on? The taxi driver let us know that, man, he might make $5 for the whole month. You just made that kid's whole household like happy. And I was like, what is this? I'm young at the time, of course, so not realizing what $5 was to me meant the world to them. Yeah, it changed a lot for me, honestly.
I love when we don't plan things and it segues perfectly.
Take that, world.
I did not expect you to tell that story. I hadn't heard that story before. But David and Sue Howard had the exact same experience in 2010. They went to Kenya and Sue was so blown away by the people, how nice everyone was, just like how beautiful the area was. And then the extreme poverty and just the abandoned orphan and kids that just didn't have any access. Originally from the United Kingdom, business owners, they sold their business and moved to Kenya. They opened up, at first it was called Children of Watsasum Organization before opening Happy House, which is a children's home. And they said there's a great need for education and a lot of kids weren't going to school. So they got 250 kids signed up to their school in the first 18 months due to getting sponsored, providing them with access to like healthcare, education, all that fun stuff. They've been going strong since then. Even though Sue recently passed away, they're now approaching on 15 years for it. And one of their first children ended up being a captain in the Kenyan Navy. So they saw poverty and they took their whole lives and moved to help with that poverty. And I thought that was a really positive news story.
Yeah, that's beautiful. There needs to be like a small Netflix series about that.
As someone that doesn't have Netflix, I agree. didn't know they did Netflix series like that. Before we get out of here, we like to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I'm not going to lie, man. I'm grateful that McDonald's brought the Monopoly game back. It's brought me some excitement that I haven't had in a very long time. I used to try to win game, free food, car, $1 million. Of course, not going to happen, but the free food was always amazing. They brought it back, and I think I won a free breakfast sandwich the other day, and I was pretty excited.
Is this helping you with your marathon goals?
Absolutely not, but shout out to Edna, who's running with me now. Woohoo!
Nice.
She ran twice this week, actually. She hurt her foot, but she's going to be all right.
The real thing you're grateful for is ended there, not McDonald's.
Yeah, touche. I guess when I run, I can eat what I want. So I'm thinking about food. That's how I see it.
Respect. I'm grateful for solid advice. I'm in my screw it era with a lot of things. I've started rollerblading. I joined a rock climbing gym. I can't do the bachata yet because it's like mid-season, so I have to wait till the end of November to learn to get in bachata classes.
Okay. Hey, you got time, though. You can take some YouTube classes before you go, so you're advanced.
And then you remember Steady Eddie? He came up here. He's like, I'm a barber, right? He's like, people pay for your hair. I was like, that's what's up. He's like, what are you planning on doing with it? I was like, he was like, when do you plan on getting a haircut? I was like, probably never. I was like, when do you think I need a haircut? He said, yesterday. I was like, oh, yeah, whatever.
You did good, though. I told you the fade, that's all you needed. You're good.
Yeah. I told him, I was like, there's some holes. Am I going bald? He was like, no, man, no. Like, you're never going bald. I was like, yes. That was the highlight.
Yeah, and I always love a barber that lets you know, hey, I just want to let you know your hair's doing really good. If, you know, this product you might want to try if you're going bald. But he's like, you're good, man. You don't have to try anything. Just stop wearing hats. Oh, okay. All right.
Tim, not wearing hats.
Nah.
Are you going to be able to fight off that addiction?
No, man. I'm not giving that up. No, I'll fight other things, but the hat one, nah. Look at my hair one, man.
You would rather go bald than not wear a hat?
Look, it's coming anyways. If not, my hairline's scooting back.
Maybe it's because of the hat.
I'll just look good in a hat, man. It's okay.
So this is what happens when you're married. You just can do whatever the hell you want.
You're like, fine, man. I don't have to shave. I'm not going to do anything. To my kids, they're like, Daddy, you should shave. I'm like, oh, all right.
Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Oh, I do. The bamboo that bends is stronger than the oak that resists. Quotes by Tim.
Calm seas don't make strong sailors.
Oh, quotes by Jake. Bars.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the big Friday episode that we haven't named yet. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. If you leave us a 5-star review and a positive news story, we'll send you a positive truth t-shirt.
Free.
We're out.
Stay positive.